Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
The ANN.
Yeah. The Alice News Network.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that they grabbed a little story that we did yesterday. The records that changed Sarah and Vinny's lives. They put up a little, it's cute. They put little graphics of old-timey looking records, a bunch of double albums, et cetera.
It's fun. It's a fun thing to look at because... and I thought about it a lot yesterday, that story. I even went up and looked up Kiss because the first record I purchased with my own money was a Kiss record. And it's called Rock and Roll Over. And frankly, it's one of their worst records. But it was the one that they had at the Fedco where I was. So that's what I bought. You know, Kiss put out two full records a year in those early years.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm actually not surprised to hear that. It did feel like they came fast and furious. You know who else is putting out two records a year is Ariana Grande. She has another full-length album coming like in 2 weeks.
Is that right?
She just put out Sweetener in August. I mean, old school. That's like producing.
That's like you put them out, you get out and tour real quick, and then you put out another one and right. Go on tour again.
I know. Well, they could actually make money on records back in those days, too. I mean, their entire... salary wasn't dependent on playing 5,000 shows.
So I don't know if I remember it exactly, but I think it was like 74, two records, 75, two records, yeah. 76, two records, and 76 is the year that I got Rock and Roll Over, but I think it's also the year that Detroit Rock City came out.
And then there was a year when they each put out a solo album.
Right, so that was later.
Like,
but
there was like four records, right. probably, and a Kiss record mm-hmm. that year.
People anyway, wrote on Facebook, as someone wrote, Winnie the Pooh changed their life.
That Winnie the Pooh was record. On a blustery day, was my first record that I listened to till it no longer caught.
Didn't have grooves
anymore. The
needle
didn't catch anymore. But Duran, that doesn't count.
Duran Duran, Seven and the Ragged Tiger.
Sure.
L7, Bricks Are Heavy. Hole, Live Through This.
I actually love that record. Didn't change my life or anything, but I tell you, that is a great record.
No, someone says one of the biggest heartbreaks from losing everything in the Tubbs fire was my 400-plus vinyl collection.
Oh, man.
My very first album was the debut release of The Partridge Family.
Hilarious.
My entire collection was Who I Am Today. And then someone says, I still have all my albums.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I move too much to keep all my albums.
Yeah.
Now that I've connected the record player, I'm totally interested in going and getting some of those old records. Not used. And the ones, you know, well, because mine are gone and the used one. I want to go rebuy them and have them work and not skip.
You can get some reissue. Like Sean picks up records all the time at Amoeba. That's, you know.
Yeah.
And that actually, they are one of the only places left that has any kind of inventory that you can search through.
In Santa Cruz, there's a place called Streetlight. It's right there on Pacific. And that's where I went and got Vaughn's records for Christmas and the Moana record that was torturing me for a while there.
Well, it made you put your record player together, and that's a good thing.
It sure did.
So, anyway, thank you to the ANN. They listed all of our picks, and they put up a little blurb on RadioAlice.com.
It's a neat window into people's world. I would be curious. Did Brad write his down?
He did.
They actually did. I wish that... Listen, Alice Nerd Network, add your picks.
Yeah, where's your pick, Brad?
He's a bass player, for God's sake. He must have some picks.
Yeah.
It was Billy Sheehan's first solo record. Did he have one of those?
Billy Sheehan. Look at you pulling that. That's a guy from Mr. Big, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Well, and from, wasn't he in David Lee Roth's solo band?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either, actually. Okay. I actually like when this happens, and so I'm happy to hear this. Ariana Grande has a new song out called Seven Rings, and it's the story of right after she broke up with Pete Davidson from SNL, she and I guess six of her friends decided to do a little shopping therapy. And okay. They went out, and I'm not sure if they were in Tiffany, some high-end rings, so she bought each of them an engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
including herself, I believe. So they all got these matching rings, and she spent, you know, dropped whatever, $1 million on diamond rings for her and all her friends.
They're pricey.
They're not cheap. So I don't know what she wound up spending, but they got these 7 rings, and one of the girls, as they were out doing this shopping spree, said, "Oh my God, this is so funny. You have to write a song about this." And so, you know, one of her girls in her girl squad suggested it, and Ariana did it, and she wrote a song called 7 Rings. So, and that is going to be one of the songs, along with Thank You Next, which I think that is actually the name of the new record that's coming out in like 2 weeks. I feel like we just got that record Sweetener from her, but she's got another record on the way, and it's got a few songs that you've heard, some newer releases, and those are counting as singles, and she's got a whole record coming out on February 8th. And it's going to be called Thank You Next, I believe. So, there is a rapper by the name of Princess Nokia, and she says, "You stole my song!" So we're going to listen to both. It's always fun. And we're going to decide, did Ariana Grande steal her song?
Huh, okay.
You be the judge, Vinny. So let's listen to the Ariana Grande first. And
okay,
just play the part in question.
I'm playing just the part that's in question.
Okay.
So that's the hook.
So, and I don't know if you caught what she said there, but I'll read it to you.
Okay, good.
She said, "My wrist stop watching, my neck is flossing. Make big deposits. My gloss is popping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it." So I guess she's referring to her hair extensions or something.
Bragger.
Yeah. So here is the disputed section.
Such
of
a
the
bragger society, aren't we?
Princess, yeah. Yes. Princess Nokia's song. So her beef is, "I want it. I got it." Because there's actually some more in that. It's about the hair. Her line goes, "Rock my many styles, then go natural for the summer. Hair blowing in the Hummer. Flip the weave. I'm a stunner. It's mine. I bought it. It's mine. I bought it." So she's saying, and it does sound really familiar, actually. They sound really close.
Well, what do you say?
I say it's close, but I don't know. Don't they have to prove that she had access to it? Like, was that a hit song? I don't know how all that works, but I do think that sounds pretty more similar than I even thought it would, based on what other conversation we had.
What do you say?
Yeah, what do you say?
I don't know. It's like 4 words. I don't think it's worth the amount of money she's probably going to sue for. You know? Mm.
When did Nokia put that out?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. 1990. Well, hold on. There's a mixtape called 1992, but I doubt that's when it came out. I'm not seeing a date here when the Princess Nokia was released. But I have to say, the phrasing sounds the same. Yes, they're different words, but it's, "I want it. I bought it. I want it. I bought it."
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because I've heard artists say artists wouldn't sue each other like this. Artists often find themselves knowing that they've been inspired and that there's only so many notes and that music is...
This is more than the notes.
Well, but what I'm saying is, so that's one of the things that I've heard other artists say, is that I would never sue somebody. That's just, it's not, and maybe that's what someone with success says.
Right.
Who's like, "Yeah, I got my money."
I just think if there's someone has blatantly ripped you off, like, okay, I can make an argument either way on this. Like, you know, you're right. There's only so many notes. There's only so many rhythms. There are similarities, but the words are not the same. It's interesting because it's both about the hair and that particular thing and how they saw the hair they wanted and they bought it. But I do think that sometimes it can be blatant enough that you, like, I almost have to sue just because it's so wrong. Like, I actually think there's less similarity between the Mark... Blurred Lines and the Marvin Gaye song. I think there's less similarities between that than there are in just that
okay,
little bit.
Okay, let me
ask
you a question. You're the judge. You like to be the gavel guy. Dun, dun, dun. So let's just say, for argument's sake, Blurred Lines comes out. It's a hit, right?
Yeah.
They're making a ton of money. How's it hurting you, Marvin Gaye's estate? Are people not buying Marvin Gaye's music because now Blurred Lines is out?
You know,
what is
funny,
your argument?
So that's the Marvin Gaye
this
one?
This is actually a mashup of the two.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I'll play just a moment.
I hear the yelling, and I was...
It's Marvin's vocal, for sure. Because I can hear the similarity in these two songs, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. But I actually think this sounds more similar than that does. Like, that to me is... it's a very similar beat, but it's not... it is close. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm
but
starting
I just,
to feel,
I still
like,
feel like
look,
this is closer.
Nobody sells records anyway. Princess Nokia or whatever your name is. Right. What is her name?
Princess Nokia.
Yeah. Look, you know, what do you want? So what do you want?
Well,
her career?
A writer.
I get
probably,
it.
Right.
I get you want her career.
She wants a writing credit and she wants money.
One 408 person says, Vinny, a starving artist would sue. Another 408, Princess Nokia took it from someone else. She has since deleted her post.
Oh, really?
That's one of the things, you know, all these guys who are good on, like, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page
is a guitar phenom.
And yet, all of those cats, including Keith Richards from the Stones, they all learned from the blues guys who were never in a position to sue them.
Right.
They never had the social standing or the money
to
be able to go after these guys in England and say, dude, you stole my music. You learned to play guitar by listening to my records.
And then you took my riff and made it into your song.
Right.
Like Dazed and Confused, there's a riff out there that's that exact. And even now, the estate of a dude from, was the name of the band Spirit or was the name of the song Spirit? Either way, there's a very similar song to Stairway to Heaven. And they say, listen, we toured with these guys and we played our song. And they went on to make Stairway to Heaven. And while he was alive, that guy was like, I don't care. And then his estate's like, we care.
Yeah, we want that money.
We totally care.
Money'd be great.
Money. We love money. Now the dad's dead. We need the money.
I need me some money.
Yeah, I don't know where that one's at right now. In the court system somewhere, bound up. Anyway, Ariana Grande, she's got a new record coming out. It sounds like Princess Nokia has already dropped her lawsuit, so that's great news.
and the beginning of the song, it already has this in it. That sounds familiar, right? I'm sure she gives credit to
that. Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Right. I wonder. Going paper kettles and warm woolen mittens, some paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Ariana Grande stole that song for her new song.
It's my favorite things from...
I'm sure she gave credit to
The Sound of Music.
Paid
song. Oh, God, nobody's watched that.
Oh, my God, don't be ridiculous. Snitched all with noodles.
The Sound of Music.
The wings. Yeah. These are a few of my favorite things. With blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Silver white winters that melt into springs.
Oh,
these are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Yeah.
Love singing.
That's incredible, Sarah. I had
Thank
no idea.
You so much. Jesus.
You love
Vinny
that?
A nerd.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I'm
too.
The nerd.
I did not say I was anti nerd. I said I'm all for nerds. You could play me any song on that soundtrack, and I probably know most of the words. Okay, moving on. Pearl Jam have confirmed that they have a new album on the way.
Oh, I love
Their
Pearl Jam.
Last record was 2013's Lightning Bolt. It did hit number one in the U.S., but it became the first Pearl Jam full-length not to attain a gold or platinum certification. Still, they are rocking arenas all around the world. No worries. And it looks like new music is on the way.
Yeah, they can go sell out any stadium anytime.
Yep.
They still have that power. I don't remember...
Whole new record coming out.
I don't remember Lightning Bolt specifically, but they had a pretty big hit with Just Breathe. And I don't know if that was on Lightning Bolt or not.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was the first one to not, you know, crack the upper echelons. I think this will be album number 12. I think they've done 11.
My friend wrote me
so far
and said, I really enjoyed all your albums that changed my life, and I'm pondering my own list. Are there no albums that changed our lives as adults? Are albums no longer powerful enough?
I think that... For me, I can only speak for me, I really feel like when I was younger, those things were formative. And now, while I absolutely will love some new record or whatever, it just doesn't have that same, like, those were direction-changing and dictating moments
Absolutely.
In my life.
Absolutely. Like, when I went from rock to Devo, and from Devo to the Sex Pistols, that was a clear downward spiral.
I'm not going to suddenly get into country. There's
right,
just
I was headed
no
a specific direction, right. And I was in that world. And really, even as I sort of changed costumes in high school,
yeah,
you know, you go into this or that and trying different uniforms on, so to speak. Ultimately, I'm a punker guy who rides a skateboard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just who I am. So it didn't matter that I tried other stuff. Those early years really made me.
Right. Yeah. So while I do think that you can still be affected by music, and certainly you can love new music, I do think that, like, in terms of having an influence on where you're going and how you feel about music in general, I think it happens when you're younger.
Because I agree, as Hooman was saying, Pearl Jam, yeah. Absolutely. The 90s were so good for rock music, and I was working in radio at the time.
Yep.
I mean, changed my life. Sure. I mean, I loved them, but it wasn't.
Right. It just
wasn't
the
same.
Yeah. We were looking for.
Profoundly.
But, you know, I'm certainly not saying that someone as an adult couldn't be completely. Maybe you grew up only listening to your dad's classical collection, and then somebody played you, you know, some Pink Floyd record or an AC/DC record or something. You went, holy crap! Who knew? This
right.
is amazing! I'm 57 years old and I just heard my first AC/DC record! Hopefully it's a Bon Scott one.
And
Jesus.
You know, there's so many things that musically stand out. Little snapshots that stand out in my head, whether it's from a concert mm-hmm. or I like to go to keg parties when I was young, and I have these memories of parties where someone put on a song and the whole place is raging and singing at the top of our lungs.
Yep.
I have like vivid memories of that. So there's, but that didn't.
Well, music is your life's soundtrack. I mean,
right.
There's no question that like you will hear a song that you haven't heard in 25 years and you go right back to where you were and you can't believe the strength of the memories, just mm-hmm. the things that wake up in you. You know, like that wonderful song Julie Andrews just sang.
Gosh,
yeah.
We,
you know,
we have
mean,
so
Jesus.
Many texts coming through about that.
Oh, great.
They're very excited. They were singing along with you.
Of course they were. Come
sing
on,
for
man.
Me. Sing for me.
Having a really frustrating day and listening and watching you sing My Favorite sing Thing louder. Just made my day, Sarah.
Louder.
Pooman, where are you? It's your song, man.
It's his song.
Where is he? Is he here?
I'm here.
He's there.
That's your song.
I'm enjoying you guys.
You seem like you're in a bad mood.
Shut up.
What are you trying to do?
Started.
Are you all right, Hooman?
100%. I don't even know why he said that.
Put me on the list!
I think he's mad because he's got two zits on his chin.
Oh,
that's messed up, dude.
Wow. Oh, Dr. Pimple Popper to the rescue. Dude, why would you point that out? That's just wrong.
That is messed up.
What do you mean? Oh, really? What he did to me was fine and I can't do that? Come on.
I think he was just joking.
Again?
You said he was in a bad
I'm
mood.
I'm joking, too.
I do have zits on my chin, though. That's the truth.
That's not really
up.
A joke.
No, it's actually just an insult.
Wow.
Yes,
crushing.
Straight up.
Oh, we're a bunch of a-holes.
Oh, okay. So I get in from Brad Hornsby from Vinny. What's the network called?
Alice Nerd.
Alice News Network.
Thank you.
What?
Brad, part of our
Nerd Network, yeah.
Digital department. He named a few albums for him. Black Flag, Damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Van Halen, One. That was 1978. The Clash, London Calling.
You should put these up, Brad. Don't just send them to us. Oh,
no,
good,
I wanted him to send them, but he's going to print them up. Pavement, Crooked Rain, and Frightened Rabbit, The Midnight Organ Fight.
I've never heard of Frightened Rabbit. I love Frightened Rabbit. In fact, you have heard of him, them because their singer killed himself not that long ago, and you reported the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Frightened Rabbit's great. I love them.
Our other guy, your other reporter, Ron, he says, I don't have just one, not a cop-out.
You don't have to have just one.
Name a few.
I didn't know this about him, but he said the experience of working at several Bay Area record stores in my young adult life, where we were forced to listen and respect all music, shaped my appreciation of all music. Oh, that's sweet.
Mm.
Yeah, put those up, guys.
Listen, we need to hear more from the Alice Nerd Network. Who are these people? What are they all about? You know? Let's pull back the curtain.
Did you like Pavement?
I am not a big Pavement fan.
I love
truthfully.
Pavement.
You know who likes Pavement? My son.
Pavement's great. That's why.
He is way into
Wait,
them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. He knows.
He is into like some just crappy music.
What are you talking about?
And some really good music, too. He loves Queen.
That guy's still making records, too. He doesn't do it under the Pavement name, but Malcolmus and the Jicks, I think it is.
Oh, I've heard that name recently.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, let me just squeeze in maybe one or two more, if that. Justin and Haley, Justin Bieber and his wife, Haley Bieber. Uh-huh. they married, as you probably are aware, in like a little, you know, mini ceremony at a Civic Center or, you know, whatever, City Hall somewhere. But they are trying to put together an actual wedding. They want to have a big to-do.
How do you feel about that?
It's fine. You know, they've got certainly got the money for it. The problem is that they keep suggesting dates and telling everyone save the date, and crucial people in their life can't come. And so they have to put, so they have now, for the third time, postponed their, I don't know, public wedding. I guess that's what you'd call it. The private wedding's already over. I guess they were starting to freak out about it, and then someone was like, I mean, you guys, listen, you're already married. Like, don't worry about it. But I think they want to have it somewhere in within a year or two of actually having married.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it seems like, oh, the old married couple is what, renewing their vows?
Oh,
I don't
exactly.
Get it. So, but they put up a picture. I think this is on Instagram. I'm not sure where this picture's from, but it's just a great... It's a, actually... I don't really care that much about them, and I certainly liked him with Selena. But there is some real happiness in that photo and some what looks like real love, and I wish happiness and love for everyone.
Sure.
I think when you have that, it's the best thing in the whole world. And I just think that that's a... I love that little picture. They're like, what are they, on a boat, Vinny?
Mm-hmm.
And
looks
his
like
arms
it.
Are kind of around her, and she's sort of leaning back looking at him. He has the slightest smile on his face as he's looking at his phone. And it's just a cute picture. Of course, he's looking at his phone, so that does detract
from
Well,
maybe they're looking at a picture of them.
Maybe.
That they just taken.
Probably, Vinny. That's actually probably the case. All right, what's coming up in the news?
We have news on the woman who gave birth while in a vegetative state. They have arrested someone.
Oh, thank goodness.
After these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with this story that's been in the news for a little while now, but we have a conclusion, or at least some kind of idea what happened now. Well, I guess we always had an idea what happened, but we know the guy. We've got the guy. So, first of all, there's a healthcare facility in, is this Arizona?
I believe it is. Phoenix.
Yeah, the Maybe. Parents of an Arizona woman in a vegetative state who gave birth. There's no possible way she could have consented to sex. No possible way.
Right.
So she gave birth. They've released a statement saying that she's 29. She had a baby boy. She's been at the long-term care center for a really long time. She's been in a... they say she has significant intellectual disabilities as a result of seizures very early in her childhood. She can't talk. They say she has some ability to move her limbs, head and neck. But, and that they say she responds to sound and is able to make facial gestures.
Oh, so she's not completely unconscious. This isn't a coma. This is someone who is a, oh my God.
They're calling it a vegetative state.
Makes it worse.
They're calling it a vegetative state. They've said very specifically, she is not in a coma. So I read something where it sounded like she had drowned as a...
Like a oxygen deprivation
a
thing.
A young person, but I don't... I'm
just looking at vegetative state. They give it as a chronic state of brain dysfunction in which a person shows no signs of awareness.
So that's this person's condition, and she'd been that way since childhood. She's now 29.
And she's been there since she was about 14, you were saying?
She's been there 14 years, I think, is what it is. But anyway, this is a person who hasn't consented to anything.
Right. And certainly couldn't tell anyone if something did happen to
right.
her.
Right. An arrest has been made in the sexual assault investigation involving the Hacienda healthcare patient who gave birth last month. They did full DNA tests on everyone who came in contact with this woman. Wow. And good. The chief of police says the suspect is a 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, a licensed nurse who was responsible for caring for the victim during the time the alleged sexual assault occurred. He's facing one count of sexual assault and one count of abusing a vulnerable adult. Because of this, the CEO of the Hacienda healthcare facility mm-hmm. quit. A doctor was put
his
on
license.
Suspended
right.
Or
right.
Something.
I mean, yeah. A lot has come out of this, but we now have the person responsible for the child that was born.
This story is so appalling on so many levels.
Yeah. What's he going to be charged with again, Vinny?
One count of sexual assault and one count of abusing a vulnerable adult.
Man. You know what the worst part about this is? You know that was not the only time. And that probably he's not the only one. And it's just sickening what goes on in a facility like this. You know, this could have been anyone. Okay, it's this nurse. It could have been any orderly. It could have been one of the doctors. It could have been anybody.
By the way, the baby is alive and doing well.
Mm-hmm. I'm hope this doesn't happen. If he could come back and try to gain custody of the child.
Oh, he's got to be going away. He is a rapist of a woman in a vegetative state.
Yeah.
He's a complete scumbag. Please tell me there's no court on earth that would give him any kind of contact with this child. Please tell me that. I'm begging you. Tell me it right now.
I hope so, Sarah. The law's weird.
Like, to me, that child goes to the grandparents, and I don't even, I mean, what are they? What
of the woman, yeah.
Right. The parents of the woman. Yeah. This is so sickening. It reminds me of the movie Kill Bill, where she's in a coma, and this guy's selling sessions with her.
Why don't I remember? I don't even remember that.
That's how she finds out that she thinks that she lost her baby. Remember, she was pregnant at her wedding. She thought she lost her baby, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they took all her plumbing's out. You can just do your business and." Oh, horrible.
I gotta watch that again. I don't remember this part at all.
Yeah, that's just
remember
before
she drags herself out of the hospital
and gets into this dude's truck called the P wagon.
Right, I remember the P wagon.
But you don't remember how she got in there?
No.
Oh yeah, she'd been in a coma for years.
And the mosquito comes and bites her neck and wakes her up. Remember?
No.
I'm gonna have to watch this again too,
dude. I watched that movie 20 times.
Sorry, is that the whole premise of Kill Bill? That's why she wants to kill Bill.
No,
they have a long time relationship, but that's not why. It's
no, the wedding scene is why he wants to get her, right? Or why she wants to get him.
She was trying to get away from him,
right,
and just have a normal life. And she was, I think it was his baby, but she didn't want
to.
You know,
that's why
they're all a bunch of murderers. They're a bunch of assassins, and she gets away, and she goes, and she marries some country bumpkin, and she is gonna have that guy's baby, or, you know, allegedly, and he storms in at the chapel, and it's the murder scene at the chapel. That's the beginning of the movie.
At her wedding day, he kills her.
Tries to.
Then she goes into a coma, and all kinds of bad things happen to her.
Wow. Why don't I remember that?
I don't know. You gotta watch it again.
I will.
God, those movies are they're like my those. I think those are my favorite Quentin Tarantino movies. Those two movies.
I like them too, but clearly I didn't.
Yeah, I've seen them like 20 times. And I don't know if it's because I'm a girl and, you know, would have fear of coma rape.
Maybe. I don't know. I think I'd have fear of coma rape, too. But then again.
Oh, you think people are going to be getting after you when you're. Okay, maybe. What a bitch.
I don't know. Action figure collecting is a big deal. People are into it. You know anybody who does that?
I don't.
Your kids collect any of that?
No.
That does what?
Action figures.
People collect like all the Star Wars toys. And actually, I've heard that some people have sold their collections and put their kids through college on that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That like if you had them in pristine package, in the packaging, pristine condition, like you wind up making a ton of money off
people
of them.
Are into it. Grown-ups are into it. There's a 34-year-old guy in Madison, Wisconsin, completely obsessed with his action figure collection. On Sunday night, he'd been drinking, and he was pretty sure his 46-year-old wife had damaged some of his figures.
You're kidding me. How could she?
He responded by grabbing an axe and using it to destroy the family's TV, TV stand, laptop, and car. He chopped off both side mirrors and eventually got the axe stuck in the windshield.
That's where
the cops found it when they showed up. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and property damage.
Wrecking his own stuff.
And we don't know which action figures had been fiddled with.
Oh.
We don't know.
Hmm.
Star Wars could be.
You know, Vinny.
Transformers could be.
You know what this reminds me of?
Hold on one second. I don't know if your kids are into Legos at all, but I was reading a thing about how collectible Legos are, that they do these limited edition sets of them so you make certain things, and that people are rabid for this too. Like that you can wind up, because they're expensive to begin with,
yeah.
And then they appreciate really fast.
My buddy has, his son was so into it, and they buy them. You used to just buy a bunch of those bricks.
Right.
And you made
whatever you
could
you
make
wanted
with
to
them.
Make. Right.
Now you buy the bricks specific to a finished
kit.
Product.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
sort of like a model.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what he's found is that you buy that, they build it, they're done with it, and now they need another set.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, he won't mix them up. He won't build his own thing. He builds the one thing and now they're done. Like a model.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess maybe people don't do models anymore.
I don't know.
When
I'm
I was
sure
a kid,
kids do models.
We used
yeah.
to get the model glue and the models, and you'd put the glue on the little dots that,
yep.
that
yeah.
you know, male, female part that go to. Well, first, when you're young, you run the glue along the whole thing, and then you push it together, and it just goes. Which looks awful, and then you start
and
to get.
And your dad gets all mad.
You get
a
right,
model.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
You did those, or you just...
Yeah, we did models. When we were... I mean, I was never, like, a huge model fan.
But
my
brother
did a few
those
models.
And the decals and the painting.
You did?
Yes,
yeah, we get little bottles of painting and paint them. Yeah,
those
all
were
the
neat.
Time.
Is mm-hmm. that right?
Mm-hmm. I can still smell that glue right now.
Yeah. I think my husband bought a couple models for my kids when they were little, and they just had no interest, so he wound up doing them.
Yeah, I think Legos have taken the place of those.
Yeah, oh, those kits they're no joke. Like, and your kids want them, and they are super expensive. And they're, you know, I went to that, not Legoland, but there was like a Lego store at the Disney, in the
yes.
downtown Disney thing. And they just had scoop. And I was like, you know what? This would be perfect. Like, to just buy a bunch of different colored ones, not involved in any kind of set. And you could actually play and build your own little castle or mm-hmm. car or whatever you're going to get. Kids these days, they need to follow the instructions and make the thing and then need another kit.
Oh,
imagination
so
is
too.
Out, Sarah.
It's out. It is out, Vinny. It's not in vogue right now.
Expensive.
Very.
Anyways, you were saying the Lego things. My kids aren't into them yet. I don't know if they will be or not,
right.
but it's not the... My daughter's into dolls, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so girly. She
yeah,
loves...
I was never a big Legos person.
She loves dolls. She loves
I little
clothes.
Horse figurines. Couldn't get enough horses.
She doesn't even know. We can't even tell her about the dance I'm taking her to this weekend because
What's
she'll
this weekend?
She'll flip her lid and torture everyone around the day up.
Oh my god!
Everybody will be like, "We're not going. We can't go. This kid's. She's making us all regret this. So no one's gonna tell her. We're
I
not telling
I love the
her.
Idea someone gave us of you guys having the same color Converse. Instead, because the kid, if you get her the little, not grown-up shoes, if you get her the hard shoes, she'll want to kick those shoes off of, you know, after one dance.
Right.
We get her the cool Converse. Both you guys are comfortable, and
yep.
you look cute.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
That's funny. That's really cute.
That child wants heels, and that child wants makeup.
Yeah, but she's going to
She's too young for all
off.
That stuff. Mm-hmm. But she won't. I'm telling you, when I go in to take a shower, when I've got the bathroom, I see her. She runs by to the closet.
To mom's?
Into mom's closet. I'm like, I can hear it every time. And then I hear her coming out in the heels. Clip, clop, clip, clop. She gets in front of this mirror and is just like, oh,
like a model.
Loves girl stuff.
That's so funny.
She would if I got her heels, she would never click them off. That sound right there.
You're in trouble, buddy.
She loves it. So the Converse, I'm not selling that. I don't know if, I'm hoping we can keep her from having to, I don't want her in heels.
Right.
She's 5.
She has little ballet flats.
She has ballet flats, but she's got these little jokey, the heels that, they're not real heels, but they make the sound like heels. That's what she...
When you step on them, they actually make a sound?
They make a clip clop. That sound.
Hilarious.
The one that he was just playing.
Is it a recorded sound or it's just a mechanism inside?
No. Clip. They're just real heels. They make
the wooden.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to talk about this, but have you figured out your outfit?
I don't have to. I'm not really worried about that at all.
Are you going to take it anywhere?
I'll put on a button shirt. We'll go to our favorite restaurant and then I'll take her to the dance for an hour or two.
What about a white jacket?
Because I have one of those.
Well, I didn't
with
know if
a pink
you were
carnation.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to get our corsage?
Rent?
Yeah,
rent. Rent a little outfit for the thing. No?
What do you think of that?
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah.
Hey, but at least if you're not going to take pictures at the dance, then have Christina take a picture of you guys.
Well, I'll
you go.
Post a picture of us.
Yeah. Yay.
Actually,
is
I
she
going to
wear one of the princess dresses or are you going to make her wear a real dress?
I'm not going to make her do anything.
Pick out your best dress and let's go.
Be like, whenever you're ready.
She's going as Belle. There's no question.
Fine. Then she'll go as Belle.
That's a pretty dress, the golden one.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a cane?
Oh, and a top hat?
And
is
a
this
monocle?
Like, are we doing old guy humor or what is the deal here?
I don't know.
That's funny.
You don't know?
You should have that. Maybe.
I just.
It's a good look, for you.
Do you care about being the best dressed dad there?
No, he does not care.
No,
about that.
I actually
for him on that one. He does not care about that.
I just want her to have a good time, and you know, we have certain things we share, and I guess this will be one of those things we share. We dunk cookies in one cup of milk. That's our
share
thing.
Share a cup of milk. Share the right. memories of the father-daughter dance. First of many, I'm sure.
Yep.
We'll see.
Maybe you should buy an outfit so that you don't have to rent it every time.
I'm not going to rent an outfit, Sarah. That's never going to happen.
What, don't you want to be best dressed at this thing?
No.
Voted queen, princess and king.
Oh, king and princess?
Yes.
I'm not trying to be the...
Come on, man. She needs to be princess at the ball. Oh, glass slippers are in her future.
Anyway, I shouldn't have brought it up. My bad. Our text number
is...
I
was wondering when it was going to happen. I was going to ask sooner or later this week.
It's this weekend.
Yay.
What's that?
That's the text.
Oh.
In case you were wondering.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a couple. Hey, I've been listening for 9 years, and I finally got to text in. The RV toilet made my day. Thanks.
Oh, really? That was the thing. Huh?
That got you to your phone? All right.
All right, then.
510 says, I don't agree with Scott Budman. The Nest ordeal is completely not an issue with Nest. It's poor password security. Nest and other companies provide you with service, including two factors to protect it. Nothing to do at all with home internet security in this case. I don't think he was saying that. I think that what he was trying to say, what we've all been trying to say, is that we don't take security seriously enough until something bad happens to us.
And it would be nice if a company would let you know when something bad had happened and remind you that right. they have two-step security.
In this case, I do believe Nest has the security in place for you and these people didn't take advantage of it. But who would think they'd be singled out for some kind of weird
right.
North Korean bomb threat.
Right.
I mean, most people go through their days.
So weird.
They don't have enemies, and they wouldn't think to protect themselves against some kind of weird practical joke.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, exactly. And you'd think, oh, well, my cameras. What do I need two-step authentication for?
Right.
Authentication.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Who owns Nest now? They sold that
Google
company.
Does.
Okay.
Google does.
That's right.
And I have a bunch of them, and I love them. They work great.
Do you do the two-step authentication?
I do. Well, yeah, I believe I do. But I definitely use passwords, real ones. Mm-hmm. Multiples. There's no, like, running theme through them. It's tough to remember that stuff, but you got to do it. Human, not eating spicy at all is probably why you're not getting laid. Eat more spicy, Human.
Yeah, Human.
Okay, thanks.
You do all the other things. I mean, you haven't jumped out of a plane, but you're certainly the most well-traveled of all of us. And
I do, yeah, I do travel.
Yeah.
But so
but you don't get enough sex, so you should eat more spicy.
Yeah.
Sex would be so great, wouldn't it?
I mean...
Do you remember it?
No, it's been a long time. Years. Years, everyone.
Don't you miss connecting with another person in that way?
It's a connect with you fun people every day. It's incredible.
This is like a sexual experience.
Yeah, the amount of connection I get here fills me up all day long.
Oh, that's good to know. Hot. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that.
Right now, I'm spilling over.
925 says,
damn. Woo.
I just listened to the Secret Show from last Thursday, and wow, Vinny. Just wow.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Got to be a Secret Show Hall of Fame or something. I don't even remember what was said, and I'm sure it was exaggerated or made up for the purpose of shock value or something.
Nice.
Nice.
I don't know. Don't listen to it, though. It's probably not worth it.
Yeah, it's actually a bad one. Don't listen to it. I agree. And if you listen, if you're a prude, it's not for you. And you should know yourself well enough to know if you're a prude or not. And I'll tell you what, you listen to the first 5 minutes of that, and you're horrified. You're a prude. Don't listen anymore. That's how you find out. That's the litmus test.
Do we ever get complaints about the Secret Show, Yuzat?
That we don't do them enough.
No,
that's
but
about
like
it.
About the content.
Our weekly podcast.
Nope.
Daily.
Well, why would we?
Well, I don't
They're
know.
They're all people labeled as, you know, hey.
Horrible. This is about a everything. Horrible show. Don't complain about it to us. We're warning you not to listen to it.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll finish up all the texts after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.